This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. It's time to get it. Out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our friend from massinsports.com, and that is Bobby Blanco. Bobby, what's going on, dude?
Toby, be much. What's going on? Busy couple hours last night. Sitting here on my vacation, and my phone starts popping off to some good news from the Nationals, and then to some shocking news from the Nationals. Hanging in there.
Did it shock you that they let both of them go?
Yeah, and then in the moment, I mean, it's a Sunday night. I think you're getting the All-Star game, All-Star rosters announced. The Nationals get elected two in for the first time since 2021, which was like basically the last time this team was actually competitive. Two of the guys that were in that Juan Soto deal from 2022, that should have been like a very happy moment for this franchise, for this organization. That should be considered a win for, you know, former general manager Mike Rizzo and company, that two of the guys they acquired from that trade deadline are now all-stars, elected all-stars, and CJ Abrams was one last year. So now you have three of the five prospects already making all-star teams just a couple years after they came over in the biggest trade in Major League history. And then like an hour later, we get the news that Mike Rizzo and David Martinez have been let go by ownership group. They're going to go in a different direction. This comes literally like a week to the minute almost of when the Nationals are going to be selecting in the number one overall pick in the draft next Sunday night. And then we're just weeks away from the trade deadline. The timing, I think, last night was pretty shocking. But then the more you think about like the logistics of it all, it kind of makes more sense. But when you're in the moment, you're just thinking, oh my God, like what is happening right now?
Well, and that's what I've said, is a 37-53 ball club, any sort of move short of trading James Wood makes sense, whether it's firing a hitting coach, firing a pitching coach, firing the manager, even firing the general manager. It's more so a week before the draft. Do you get a sense of why this was the timing right now?
Yeah, I think that for me, I mean, like I said, last night in the moment, shock. And then the more you kind of think about it, let the shock go away, think about it, you dig deep, you kind of reach out to some people, you read some other things, and for me it kind of makes a little more sense. If the ownership group had decided over this weekend, whether it was right after the game yesterday or Friday night or Saturday, whatever it was, that we're going to move in a different direction at some point, you know, both Mike and Davey had contract options that need to be picked up at some point this month. So if you've already decided that you're not picking those up, why drag them along for the next couple of weeks? Why have Rizzo then head up this draft, which is a very important draft selection in a week? And why have Davey just kind of sit around as a lame duck for a couple of weeks when you know that you're either going to fire them at the end of the month when that contract is up, or you're going to tell them, hey, we're not picking it up, and you're just going to kind of sit. I mean, to me, it's just more of a business move. We're like, well, we know we're not moving forward with these two guys, so let's just cut the cord now. They kept as far as I can tell, they kept the scouting department intact. So, you know, Danny Hoss, Brett Ciolek, those guys are still going to be in charge of this upcoming draft pick. You know, it will be interesting to see how they go. I know that in the past, these guys had just guided. This is only their second draft, believe it or not. So, you know, they've got time to kind of prove their mettle. But, you know, in the past, you know, Rizzo kind of did have the final say in the draft selection, and we could talk about that later as well. But so the timing is kind of odd, but I think it's from a pure business standpoint. If you know you're not moving forward with either of these two guys, then why drag them along and why have Rizzo make this pick coming up next week when you know he's not going to be in the future, in your future plans to develop this guy. And, you know, maybe whoever you do have in the future wants someone else and they have a better plan to develop it. Who knows? But, like, the more I thought about it, the more from a business standpoint, from the learner's perspective, it did kind of make sense to do it now. And then they also just got swept at home to a Red Sox team. So that, you know, I mean, like, it's obviously a frustrating time for the franchise.
But they had someone in mind and they made DeBartolo the interim coach. I mean, interim GM. They had nobody in mind till, I guess they're going to name that today, the interim manager of the team.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of makes me think where, what if you know you're going to let go, why you don't have anybody in mind? It just seemed like it was something hastily done. And I had a thought, I was just telling Toby, this is my mindset. Did they go to Rizzo and say, you need to let Davey go, and he refused?
Yeah, I've seen that theory tossed around too. I'm not quite ready to buy that just yet. I mean, Mike and Davey are super close, super tight, good friends. I just don't have. I mean, we've seen Rizzo fire managers that he was, you know, close with before. Now, obviously, no one has been around as long as Davey has. He's the longest tenured manager the Nationals have ever had since moving back to D.C. But, you know, I just don't get the sense that, you know, if Rizzo was given an opportunity to keep his job and, like, hey, you have the draft, you have the deadline, and you have the rest of the season to save your job, I don't know why he wouldn't, you know, take that just for the sake, you know, of Davey's job, too. Maybe he did. Maybe he did fall on that sword, and you know, Rizzo is you know, Davey's best friend in all of this. But, like, I don't, that would kind of surprise me, and I would, you know, tip my cap to Rizzo to being, you know, that good of a person and that good of a friend to Davey, but that would be kind of shocking to me. And you're right, it does seem a little hasty that they fire the manager and don't know who's going to take up next, but it also could have been a logistical thing. We know, like, the top two candidates are Miguel Cairo, the bench coach, and then Matt LeCroy, the AAA manager. Maybe it was a logistical thing where, like, well, they wanted to talk to each of them and see if they even be interested, so we're not ready to announce. Like, we've already talked to DeBartolo, knowing that he's ready to step in. We're not quite sure if LeCroy or Cairo are ready to step in because, one, I mean, Cairo and the rest of that coaching staff are all very close with Davey. They're all handpicked by him to be on his coaching staff. They're all friends with him. So it might be awkward for them to step up into his role after he was fired. And then, two, you know, for LeCroy, he's up in Rochester or wherever they are this weekend. So, you know, it might be a logistical thing of what he doesn't want to do it, or, you know, he got to make sure they can get him to St. Louis and yada, 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 yada. So, you know, it could have been that as well, but I'm not quite sure I'm ready to say that that was the case unless we hear otherwise a definitive that, yeah, that was the case where they told Mike he had to fire Davey and he refused.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Talking with Bobby Blanco from MassinSports.com here on the Rude Guest Hotline. I'll be much of Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP this week. Bobby, do you get a sense that things are going to change over there in terms of the way that they operate, whether it is the owners opening the checkbooks and you're spending in free agency, or even organizationally in the way that they operate in the front office where they become more analytically driven? And maybe it's not going to be this second half of the year with DeBartolo taking over. Maybe it's going to be, you know, whenever they hire a new general manager, if it's DeBartolo or someone else. But do you get a sense that, you know, this was something that they're actually going to change course in the way that they operate? Or is this the message and maybe run stale with Rizzo and Davey?
I mean, that's kind of the million-dollar question. The more I thought about last night, Toby, about, like, all right, who's going to step in, or who would they look to, the ownership group look to be the next full-time GM and the next full-time manager? My brain keeps getting scrambled, because that's not really the question we should be asking. The question we should be asking is, how are this ownership group going to operate moving forward? Are they going to operate? Are they going to go back to being a major market team like they were for so many years, and having a top 10 payroll because they are in a major market? Or are they going to continue doing this cost saving approach to the baseball roster and how they develop players? And I'm not saying one is good, one is bad. I'm just saying they have to decide that. And once you decide that, then you can move forward. Okay, then, if we're sticking with a major market approach, then let's go pick, the top assistant from the Dodgers or the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Someone who has been doing that for a long time with a team that spends money and knows how to operate like that. Or if you're going to say, well, let's, we wanted to be a little more cost saving and be more frugal and smart about this, then go get the top guy from the Tampa Bay Rays or the Cleveland Guardians, small market teams that have had a long history of success in drafting and developing players and acquiring players at a low cost. So that is really the main question for me that I think the ownership group needs to find out over these coming months before the end of the season. And then when they conduct their lengthy search in this off season, because it is hard to tell whether or not they are, changing their direction or their approach to, owning a baseball team without answering that first. Because when you fire the GM and the manager in the middle of the season, albeit, this was a very disappointing season, there's still a lot of questions to be answered in terms of how this ownership group is going to continue operating the organization.
Well, now I think people understand this. We can't worry about, is it the manager or the general manager? Well, if they move on and they stay the same, it's ownership, because you got to spend to get to where you want to go.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think you can draw that line too, but yeah. And that's the other thing too. It's like, I think back to like the losing streak, and you can also argue that this timing doesn't make sense. I get that. The timing to make this move probably would have been during that losing streak in June when they lost 11 straight.
Yeah.
But my thought process always was, if you're going to make a change, I personally would have, and I'm not calling for anyone's job. I know a lot of these coaches are professional and personal level. So it's like, I'm just saying the way this usually goes about is that you start by making changes on the lower levels of the coaching staff, mm-hmm. Pitching coach, hitting coach, strategic development coach, whatever it may be, and work your way up. If those small changes still don't result into big changes on the field, then you go, okay, then, we need to make a move at the manager position. Then I make a move at the GM. They went straight to the two head guys. So, I think that is kind of putting, the ball in ownership's court. It's like, okay, well, you're putting, by doing this, you're essentially putting the blame on those two guys, and now you're assuming all the blame by making these large decisions. So, mm-hmm. Again, it kind of goes back to my previous answer. It's like, now you've got to kind of, decide how you're going to go about this. And it's got to be the right way, or else, the fan base is going to get very upset, because the fan base was told at spring training that this team was ready to compete. And now clearly they're having a down season. And by making these big changes, you might be setting back this rebuild, retooling, whatever they want to call it, another year or two, which is another disappointing factor that some fans might have to realize.
Bobby, appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. And this abrupt news that seemed to interrupt it for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, got to keep an eye out for whoever the name is, the manager this afternoon or tonight, and we'll go from there. Thanks, guys. I appreciate me. Appreciate you having me.
Appreciate it, Bobby. That was Bobby Blanco. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We'll open up the phone lines. Also want to take a look at Mike Rizzo's draft history a week out from the draft. Now coming up on next Sunday, they fire him a week out from the draft. Is it maybe a good thing that they move on from Mike Rizzo? Also, if you want to hop in, was it the right move to fire Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.